mighty some more. All of the youth them belly.
Spreading truth and righteousness.
Be decoded. Decoded Podcast.
Spreading truth and righteousness.
Decoded Podcast.
Welcome to the Decoded Podcast on No Harm Radio. On the mic is Jabba, and the subject today, the graphene scam. Graphene is the great distraction hoax from many other nasty products. If you look closer, but widely promoted by the controlled opposition. This podcast will be in two parts. The first part is about the non-existent graphene. Will also be on video on YouTube and or on the homepage later on. And the second part is about the huge question everyone asks: what is in the COVID vaccine? What is all about this thing? But before we are going we will listen to a little song. Planet panic fear pandemic. If the many don't get it, we all gonna regret it. This song was written, of course, in the beginning of the pandemic. And then why it is so bittersweet while moving to the dancing feet, to the supposed sweet reggae beat while police watch the empty streets. Just follow the rules and all the government instructions. You become their tools for their slave production. If you want to get free like a bird in the tree, watch for everything that's stealing your liberty. Appear the whole year over here, change the gear, show tears, cover the ears. Are you gonna say, oh, we knew? Oh, we knew, but we did nothing. We were too much in fear and did not see the coming bluffing. Ignorance is not an excuse. Admit when you got fooled and induced. Planet Feardemic.
Why move to the dancing feet?
swatch the empty street. Why yes, it's a bittersweet. Why move to the dancing feet, to the super sweet reggae beat. Why police watch the empty street.
And we are back on the Decoded podcast with the subject the graphene scam, the wonder material that doesn't exist, the highly praised or on the other hand, fear-inducing material that was supposed to change everything from car tires, airplanes, computers to condoms, but still doesn't exist, yet it's promised to finally come out every year next year. Just like Tesla, self-driving cars, like fake it, then try to make it. If it don't fit, make up some shit. Hollywood produce it and everyone believes it. Like with many miraculous technologies with graphene, you only see CGI computer-generated videos and promised applications, but no product actually use graphene. They claim to use graphene, but they don't use graphene. And we are not the only one who say this. There are many comments on graphene videos, such like this one. Okay, how long has this whole graphene hype been going on? 12, 14 years? We are all this fantastic, groundbreaking improvement on large scale in everything from insulating to black body radiators to superconductors, supercapacitors, batteries and pills for sexual dysfunction that are supposed to be made with graphene. And it's just like quantum, AI, CERN, atoms, nano, the spikes or the 5Gs. There is a lot of bluffing or fear-mongering theories that really have anything to do with reality. Controlled opposition continue to spread the deception that graphene is everywhere and people are dying because all of it. Like the one we already exposed, like Dr. Nowak, who is supposed to be killed because he was exposing the graphene. We will come back to this. Why is the fifth column controlled opposition from Spain? What's going on there? What graphene should be? That pencils lead is not lead. What is graphite? Why graphene being so widely promoted? And then in the second part, only in audio, you will find the link below. We're going to talk about what they are most probably inducing in all this product, what people are claimed to be graphene. So you will comprehend that some part we can say on YouTube, maybe the video we take down and will be in on the website. But there's a whole lot of part we, of course, can't talk about because you know why. So let's dive deeper a little bit into this whole thing, what the people claim to be. Yeah, and with this statement, we do agree. But again, in the second part, we will talk about what probably is in there. So there's a lot of images where they show, but mostly it's always CGI. They don't really show any product because, of course, it is so little, like the older atoms, like the quantum and all this stuff. And they claim that they can use it in different ways. But again, you will mostly see only CGI stuff to promote it. And again, like back in the comments say this is going on for 14 years already. Therefore, people are very scared, like out of the movie and so on. But in fact, to make it, you need graphite. Yeah, graphite, and they claim it is super solid and so on. But we come back more into what it is. And then you have videos like that who claim to be graphene oxide. By the way, we made already a video about it. We will also put the link below. And again, these people claim to be graphite and be used in different ways in different products. But if you look a little bit closer, then you can see graphene is inherently is not inherently magnetic. However, researchers have found a way to create magnetic properties in graphene by manipulating electronic system, controlling temperature, strain, and magnetic field, or stacking or twisting graphene sheets. These methods are still under development. Again, here you have it. Always, if you read this article, if you go all down, and we will make some examples, it's always the same. Under development may lay to potential application in spintronic and other magnetic technologies. So again, it's all in development. Fake it, then make it. And then now they claim have the first graphene semiconductor, and we already showed that they use the same arguments and so on for this supposed quantum computer. And making a conductor with it. But again, they show only like this kind of metals, but they models, and they have not really something what is really there. So watching a little bit another one where they claim to have graphene sheets. Let's start from the beginning. Here they say this is the closest thing to graphene, the closest thing to graphene. Yeah. So let's a little bit watch into these articles where they claim, come back to this one. We already made a video about from graphene nano Morgellon to bionic man. They is all supposed to working technologies they develop. You can search it, just graphene in the search box on the website, you will find it. We also made a video with this Noack, who is called dead now. And many claimed he was killed because he was exposing this whole graphene. And again, they made up a lot of fantasy. They pushed him very high. He had this police invaders who came, but he never said that they didn't came for him, but they came for somebody else. And this is important to also realize that this controlled opposition, they always use this kind of hype and fear mongering permanently to claim that this graphite is everywhere and killing people. And this is again, this is a complete distraction from what really is in there. Again, in part two. And further on, again, this Dr. Noack, he was selling some essence with gold and different minerals inside. That was almost like, we don't remember, but it was like $2,000 a little bottle with some gold inside and so on to heal the people. And so again, this was from the beginning. We exposed this guy. We confront him. We have an interview. He invited us to come, and we challenged him over this whole scientific illusions that he was promoting. So he was largely exposed already, and many people still hyped him up as when he's reported dead after publishing video about COVID vaccine containing graphene, blah, blah. And they say he was murdered because of that, because the police one came one time inside. And so you have, and then also like his wife, we followed, we speak German, we know what they was talking about, and that was completely bullshit, also her complete show. So if he's really dead or just disappeared, whatever, we will see it. Maybe one day he will come back. And then we have this whole Quinta Columna. Maybe you have seen this guy, where he was everywhere in all controlled opposition, where he was invited to talk about what the thing is that. And Quinta Columna means fifth column. And a fifth column is a group of people who undermine a large group nation from within, usually in favor of the enemy group or another nation. So again, they put it in your face that they are controlled opposition, but many people still deeply followed for this controlled opposition. So here are some articles we're just going to show. If you type the title, you will find them. Graphene will change the world. The boss using the super material in the global microchip war. Graphene, a true 2D form of carbon with the atoms arranged in a hexagonal structure is mainly used to strengthen concrete or paint, but is now being touted for replacement of silicon and semiconductors. Yeah, but if you go all down the article, however, many graphene companies are struggling to generate revenues because they don't have a product and raise funding. And we already said that there is a lot of raise funding from EU in this kind of fake companies who just promote something. If they fall for it, or if this money just goes where we didn't follow that, but you can do it for yourself. However, graphene companies are struggling to generate revenues and raise funding, and some have gone under. So it's all completely promoted in a way that is not true at all. Mass producing graphene. That's my dog. I'm sorry. It may be easy to isolate little flakes of this one atom thick carbon material, but is surprisingly difficult to produce large sheets for commercial use. And again, okay, we can say this article is only from 2018, and they didn't know as much, and it's going way further. Well, let's look into other articles. But before that, we just to realize from what they claim what graphene should be. Graphene comes from graphite. Graphite is most often used as flakes or crystalline layers in metamorphic rocks such as marble sheets or gneisses. Graphite may also be found in organic rich scale and coal bed. We found that in Norway, and this was impressive because you could really break it by hand. It was really soft, and you could almost look at it. It was not an atom thick, but this was a kind of rock we already saw and had in our hand, and definitely it's impressive. And they claim to make semiconductors with it. Magnetic stuff, it's also not used, and so on. Use graphite. So here we have to find just the thing because of the pencils. Yeah, history of the pencils. Graphite was discovered in Columbia, North England, and beginning of the 16th century. Although it resembled coal, it would not burn, I did, however, prove it can be excellent marker of the skin, sheet skin. So they again, they used the graphite mine, and this is the mine was famous for producing graphite. Did not come from bedded shale or embedded rock, but was associated with Inge's introduction. Where was that? Yeah, it's just to say that there is in what they call the pencil lead, there is no lead inside. This is purely graphite. So this we all wrote with this kind of pencil. So again, this is a natural material, but now they try to transform it in a way. And here another article, of course, is some esoteric graphene market, the truth behind the myth. Of course, always sold as the truth. The sale of products taught as graphene reveals profound disconnection between marketing promise and scientific reality. These products, often described as miracle materials, turn out to be nothing more than conventional graphite upon closer inspection. Why the product sold cannot be real graphene. That's they try to sell it because the graphene had become so a huge promotion that they now try to sell it. Definition of graphene. Real graphene is said to consist of 1/9 layer structure of carbon atoms. Beyond this limit, we no longer speak of graphene, but is graphite. Commercial products often sold as powder from graphene sheets or as dispersion. These graphene products imply producing beyond the definition of graphene. They are effectively no longer graphene. Material proposition of numbers of layers in theory, the unique properties of graphene only apply to structure with up 9 layers. Products or market contain material that do no longer meet this criteria, therefore must technically be classified as graphite. So again, you can turn it in any way you want. You find articles, the magical metal, why hasn't graphene lived up to the hype? Here again, in other, I think this one, fastest computer, first graphene semiconductor paved the way. The discovery could, always could, change computing. And this was on the 1st of April. So could what? And if you go down, the here said this discovery could change the future of electronics. For one, the new graphene superconduct could accelerate the development of quantum computer technologies again, or even quantum computing could revolutionize the world. Experts say graphene semiconductor could help overcome the many challenges of creating quantum computers. So again, this whole stuff, this promotion is always done on could and may. Scientists grow the longest carbon tube, nanotube forest yet. And guess how long it is? It is 50 centimeters. So if the people claim they can cover all their car with it, well, they need to wait maybe some more 100 years if in any way they will try to find it. So again, of course, Musk always is on the top of the technologies. Goodbye, graphene. Elon Musk introduced borophene, the new wonder material. And we go again. Of course, but if you look at it in short, is Tesla making graphene batteries? The short answer is not yet. But there's more to the story than that. Blah, 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 blah. Always promising many things. Borine is a crystalline atomic monolayer of boron, and they just make the same shit, or claim to make the same shit with completely something different. And then you find this kind of article or patent, and we will come to it. Or maybe I'll just say it. It doesn't mean if there is a patent that they also achieve to make the technology with it. And so this is with all the patents. We also show many patents and why it how it works, but it only means that they have the technology. One day maybe it works. So they have the idea what you could do with this kind of, but it's all theory. And yes, they can now make a graphene, put a patent for a graphene composite in isonuclein. And of course, many people talk about that now. The present invention relates to field of cloud seeding, more particularly the present of invention of relation to the synthesis of 3D graphene metal oxide nanostructured composite materials for isonuclein in cloud seeding. And also, if you look closely, and we are not saying they only use that, but mostly they use salt water. And the thing is, we agree, there is a lot of pollution if you make any test of the water and so on, but this doesn't mean that this is coming from the whole cloud seeding. So also, it is only salt, it would not be the best, and it covered the sun, it also would not be the best, but it would not be that catastrophic. That's why we always need to look close. We don't say they don't put any other things in it, but it was, if they can make it cheaper, they would make it cheaper. So that's why we are saying to look closer into that whole thing. So, of course, geoengineering is something that try on one side to promote to the people, and on the other side, of course, they try to hide it. So this is all we can show on this. The next part will be, as said, on the radio only, and for the ones who watching the video, you can watch the archive. Thanks for watching. And for the listeners, we're going to make a musical break with Wicked Man, a song that was made by Yves LaRocque, and we sing on it. Wicked Man, they just keep to blaze the fire up, hiding us where it's get hot, but they never will tell the truth. They think they prepare the road for us and sold this as a plus for us, but the main point they always refuse. You better run, 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 wicked man, you're done. Wicked man, you better run, the wise man don't even need a gun. Wicked man, you better run. There is no master under the sun. We don't need to follow none. Just turn the back to some of them. Never give up the thoughts away. Question all on your way. Some of them suffer way too much. Truth can't exist as such. Babylon magic, they are holding on. You better run, 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 wicked man, you're done. And they think they're done to win the upper hand, to get the command, but they don't understand. They think they are done to win the upper hand, they think they achieve their plan. Wicked man, you better run.
They just keep to blaze the fire up, hiding us where it's got hot, but they never will tell us the truth. They think they prepare the road for us, and soul is a surplus for us, but the main point they always refuse. You better run, 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 wicked man, you're done.
Run, wicked man.
You better run, 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 wicked man, you're done. Hey. Wicked man, you better run, 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 run. The wise man don't even need a gun. Wicked man, you better run.
way, question all are on the way. Some of them suffer way too much. Truth can't exist as such. Babylon magic, they are holding on. You better run, run, run. Wicked man, you're done.
Run, wicked man.
You better run, run, run. Wicked man, you're done. Hey. Wicked man, you better, better run, 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 run. The wise man don't even need a gun. Wicked man, you better, better run, 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 run. No master under the sun. They take command, but we don't understand. And they think they're done doing the upper hand. Get the command, but we don't understand. They think they are done with the upper hand. They think they achieve their plan. They think they are done with the upper hand. They think they achieve their plan. Hey. Wicked man, you better, better run, 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 run. The wise man don't even need a gun. You better, better run, 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 run. No master under the sun. Wicked, 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 wicked.
Welcome back on the Decoded podcast with the Graphen Hoax part 2 and the question, what is in the COVID and other vaccines? There are many speculations and fantasy science fiction, and but let's look at the facts that nobody hides. We have these adjuvants. And earlier on in the old vaccines, they used aluminium. Now they claim to use hydrogel or even nanoparticles. So we're going to look into that a little bit more. But the graphene is the huge distraction from this nanotechnology, as carbon CO2, the distraction from real pollution, is. This is always how they try to distract, and the controlled opposition is always on the first place to jump on it and fearmonger all the people, so they will not really look into what is really there. We're going to look a little bit into mRNA, but we had already made some videos about this fictional, the same like the DNA stuff, and also this spike, all this fantasy. Again, a lot of CGI, but no real facts about what is really there. A lot of distraction, again, from what is really there. So the question is, what are the people really dying from? Where are these blood clots, heart attack are coming from? And of course, the idea, the agenda is to transform everyone, including the elite, into cyborgs. They really want to get cyborgs to have this eternal life. And that's why they tested on the people. And this test will continue until the people realize what is really going on. So if we look at a little bit in adjuvants, is an ingredient used to some vaccines to help create a stronger immune response in people receiving the vaccines. Or in other words, adjuvants helps vaccine work better. The thing is, if we just would swallow it, the body would just take it out if the body is healthy. So they have to fake the body that the body can take it on. And that's where everything gets spooky. And this is where they call it vaccine works better if with adjuvants. But if you look into from what adjuvants were made, nanoparticles as adjuvant in vaccine delivery. or hydrogel for RNA delivery. Based RNA-based therapeutics have shown a tremendous promise in disease intervention in the genetic level, again, in this fantasy thing and so on. But there is definitely this nanoparticles. Hydrogel nanoparticles in drug delivery. Hydrogel nanoparticles have gained considerable attention in recent years as one of the most promising nanoparticle drug delivery system, owing to the unique potential via combining the characteristic of hydrogel system, blah, 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 blah. What we have already shown in other videos is that it is all about to fake the body, because if it's neutral, the body will take it and not reject it. And that's why they put like a layer around this nanoparticles, and there is where it comes with this whole lipid nanoparticles. And now, how do nanoparticles play a role in COVID-19 vaccines? Nanoparticles are used in some COVID vaccines to protect the vaccine's genetics material and enhance its delivery to the body cells. The most prominent example of the nanoparticles based on COVID-19 vaccines are the Pfizer BioNTech and the Moderna vaccine, both of which used lipid nanoparticles to deliver mRNA that inducts cells to produce a harmless piece of SARS-CoV virus spikes protein that trigger an immune response that helps protect against the future COVID-19 infection. Was what something that never really worked, they had to admit, and so on. You can wash it up for yourself. So it is the lipid nanoparticles they all admitted to have in their delivery, and nobody says something about it. This was just in your face, but people was looking, yeah, they have to be graphene, new technology, alien technology, 5G, blah 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 blah, and so on. And so this was the whole distraction to really not get what is really going on. So if we look further on, we will go a little bit fast forward, because it's always the same bullshit. You can watch it up for yourself, but everything is there. It's not hidden. It is not, they put it in your face. Lipid nanoparticles are nanoparticles composed of lipids. They are novel pharmaceutical drug delivery system and part of nanoparticles drug delivery, blah, blah. And you can really see how they try to put their bullshit inside and englobe it with some lipids, nanoparticles, that to fake the body. They make it neutral and so on. But if you look further, because the whole nano stuff just gets undermined completely since 2012-13, nobody anymore talks about that. But they came up with this graphene, this super stuff, and this was all to hide this whole nano stuff. And we don't believe what they are talking about when they talk about this nano stuff. That's why let's get to the facts, what is really going on in this stuff. But if you can see it, this is sun cream, and they talk about nanoparticles of titanium dioxide, and this is the word. We're going to it, we find it everywhere. Swimming pool cleaners, clothing, tablets, suppository creams, moisturizer, hair care products, makeup and sun cream, food production, solar panels, high-tech wires, skin care products, all over. And then also on National Library of Medicine, food nanotechnology overview. Food nanotechnology's area of emerging interest in opens a whole universe of new possibilities for food industry. And here is only the basic categories of nanotechnology application in functionalities currently in the development of food packaging, including the improvement of plastic materials, blah, 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 blah. So they only talk in the medicine, they only talk about the packaging. But if you look a little bit further, you can see that nanotechnology in food, If you ever have wondered where nanotechnology will take us, look further than the potential application in the area of functional food by engineering biological molecules towards functions very different from those they have in nature, opening up a whole new area of research and development. Of course, there seems to be no limit to what food technologists are prepared to do to our food, and nanotechnology will give them a whole new set of tools to go with the new extremes. For more critical views of food technology, just take a look at Nanotechnology's Food Coming to a Fridge Near You, or Are You Ready for Nano Engineer Wine? And if you click on this one, are you ready for the nanotechnology engineer wine? You are ready for the Or what takes the red out of your red wine? Welcome to the world of nano food. Two recent articles of South African wine website and UK newspaper light on what the large food manufacturers are planning to do with most food. It's mostly based on nano encapsulation technology that will make nanotechnology engineer food a reality. A new world of unlimited choice to some Franken food or to others. Researchers as US food giant Kraft has developed colorless, tasteless liquid in lab that consumers will design after you bought it. So you can give the color whatever you want. So this is stuff they are promoting since 2007 and so on. This is nothing new, and that's why it gets so undermined. But now, if you look here closer to the nanoparticles, are made of various materials, including metals, metal oxides, polymers, and carbon-based materials. The composition of nanoparticles depend on their intent, application, and properties. Some common examples of materials used in nanoparticles are metal, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and iron. Metal oxides, and now we come to it, titanium dioxide, silicon dioxide, zinc dioxide, and iron dioxide, polymer glycol, and so on, and you have all the synthetic material that we are always talk about, what is real pollution. So if you look up the titanium dioxide in our everyday life, is it safe? Is considered as an inert and safe material, as it has been used in many applications for decades. However, with the development of nanotechnologies, nanoparticles with numerous novel and useful properties are increasingly coming. But now if we look what dioxide titane is oxide titane, is a poisonous poisonous thing, yeah? And it's largely used to colorize or decolorize things. And now we come to the real thing. What is the purpose of titanium dioxide in food products? Known as E171, a common food additive used as colorant, whitener, and anti-caking agent, is found in various products such as chewing gum, candies, pastries, chocolate, coffee creamer, and cake decoration. Its primary function is to enhance an appearance of food, making it more visual appealing. Okay, there you have it. The 171 titanium is everywhere. And this is, again, the whole hoax of graphene, and why people should realize that this all is just a hoax to hide what is really behind what they call nanotechnology. It's just pure poison to poison people. If they believe in it, some do, others they realize it, but in the end we know that it's not making us more healthy. So again, we can run away from it or just also stay healthy and not take it to us. And that is also what we are many times talk about. And yes, we would love to go really deeply into the subject of health in itself. But a healthy body does not get sick. We don't just get sick because of no reason whatsoever. But the slightest injury can make it worse. And this is for the mind and the body exactly the same. And all the subjects that we are talking about many times, it's really important to realize that in this way, we really have to realize that as soon as we get stressed out by something or so on, we get weak. And if we get weak, we will get sick. And that's why it's really important to remind all the time that we don't have to fear all this different stuff, but we have to live our life fully. And this is also the song, last song. To live the life fully, we have to face the fear of death. This is also a subject that we should also debate a little bit closer. To know what's life truly, stay conscious with every breath. Once we realize there is no start nor an end, only if we digitize is when we're gonna bend. Can you say no? Or are you just following on the go? Can you say no or be part or just be part of the show? Are you ready to make the first step, no matter what comes and change? No excuse to escape. Why do you think some of them just make it worse? Can you see there is a curse? From the curse, it gets worse until you need a nurse. Can't inverse health disperse? Would a ritual worse with no way to disperse? Live the life fully. Thanks for listening.
Humanity to Mars?
Yeah.
Well, Technically, I don't mean the planet Mars. Mars actually stands for Mankind's Automated Reality System. That's where I took you today.
So you're gonna upload everyone?